Day one at Crufts 2024 at the NEC in Birmingham. It's already incredibly busy, and I'm delighted that joining me in the studio, it's a lovely story because they do say every dog has its day. And Seb Thomas from Somerset, welcome to Crufts. You're here with Buddy. Quite a story because Buddy's at Crufts now and is very, very nicely sat under the desk here. But that wasn't always the case, was it?
No. So from a rescue charity 5 years ago. Lots and lots of issues, we did agility, loves it. I think it's a good outlet for him, and somehow we've managed to get our way to Crufts.
So what were the issues you had with Buddy?
I think he's kind of not been, he wasn't fed that well. I think his coat was really poor. He had some issues around cages and getting in the boot of a vehicle. Didn't want to sit in the same room as us or other dogs or other people. Now, nice to say, pretty much all of that's gone. We've got a fairly well-rounded, very happy, very bouncy agility dog.
What effect on your life has Buddy had?
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, that's my release. You know, I work all day, every day. Yeah. And my release, I get home, I walk the dogs, I train the dogs. So that's my release. I suppose training him has helped me in other ways as well.
How important was the agility side of what you were doing? Because the agility requires a heck of concentration and time, obviously, but a concentration between the dog and the handler, isn't it?
Yeah, I think with a dog, like this and other dogs that are a bit working, I think giving him a job, giving him something to do, that can break a lot of those anxieties, break a lot of those issues. He took to it phenomenally well, and it is, he loves it.
What made you take on a dog with so many issues?
I previously had a rescue dog, and someone told me years ago how many dogs got put down in kennels, so I kind of vowed from that point I'd never have a puppy, I just have rescue dogs. So we've got another one now, but that's the third one I've got, and I'll keep doing that because I think it's fantastic. They give you so much back. I'm not going to say dogs from puppies are spoiled, but I think, you know, you get the rescue dog and you help them, they give you back. I mean, look, he's taking me to Crufts.
Yeah, absolutely. And a working sheepdog, they've got a lot of energy.
Yeah, hell of a lot of energy, yeah.
Which means you have to have a lot of energy.
I try to have, yeah. It keeps me going, yeah.
The agility novice cup that you're in, that's fantastic. You've been on a very, very good journey here, haven't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, he's gone from not getting around many courses to absolutely smashing it. And he spent most of last year injured as well, so to actually make it.
What was the injury?
He went out for a walk one day, chased a rabbit, twisted a leg on a dry tractor rut. We don't get many dry ones nowadays, it's a bit damper, and spent all of last year coming back. He was fit for two periods, and during those two periods he qualified for Crufts, so phenomenal really.
So what does it mean to you, and I'm sure Buddy would tell me if he could speak, but what does it mean to you to have come through this journey and now be at the world's greatest dog show?
It's huge really, but I do it as a hobby. I don't get to do this all day every day. I'd love to, but to see what a rescue dog can do up against some of these other dogs is phenomenal. It means a massive amount. It was kind of an ambition for me, but it was an ambition almost set. I was trying to raise the bar. I thought I'd never almost achieve that, and he's done it, relatively quickly, and he's seemingly relatively easily as well. So I have to set something even harder now.
Has the journey that you've been on with Buddy enabled you to perhaps learn something about yourself as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think maybe I didn't appreciate, how good I was with the dogs and training them and running them. Yeah. But I don't think you get here from just luck. So maybe I'm not as rubbish as I thought.
Does he go to work with you?
No, unfortunately. I work for Virtue Motors, a big motor company in Bridgewater. So I work 50 or so hours a week, and he's at home with my partner. She works from home, so she has to put up with him in the daytime, so I thank her for that. And then I do the walking, the running, the training and such in the evenings, and that's my relief.
Fantastic. Well, he's a credit to you. You've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And I hope the two of you enjoy Crufts 2024.
Thank you ever so much.